you most of the time. Fair to say that that's it's on you four to do it, because you don't want them necessarily compromise coverage with a lot of blitz.
Yeah, I mean, we mix it up. We do a few different things, but I mean, you know, we'd rush too, you know, if we could, and drop as many as we could if we're going to affect the guy. So it just depends, really.
Greater pressure on the D line to get it done when you get there, because you don't have the fifth guy, the sixth guy, as often as, say, the Jets did the other
night. Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime that you've got anything like that, but it also depends on protection. We don't see a lot of five man, you know, which is typical protection. So anytime you get that, those are things where the onus is on you, and you have to go out and you have to win. There's sometimes you're battling uphill, but you know, everybody deals with it. So we're just going to keep working, and you know, we're going to try to affect the quarterback from the back end all the way down, and I'll take care of our job.
What's his Drew Brees? What are some of the traits that make him the great quarterback that he is?
Well, just like you know, all the other great ones you talk about, identifies everything quickly, gets the ball in and out of his hands, gets them in and out of, you know, good, bad, into good plays, you know, limits mistakes, and takes advantage of your mistakes. So it's a big challenge for us, and luckily we have we're going to have a full week of preparation, and we're looking forward to it.
Sean has talked a lot about hands, hand placement, and fighting with your hands, and how much that might have contributed to not tackling as well as you guys could have on Thursday night. How important is that for a defensive lineman, and why is that so important?
Well, it's important for all of us, because, you know, this defense is very clear on your jobs and your responsibilities, and when we're stopping the run and when we're playing well, it's really all 11 of us. The way that we play things and we kind of spill things, our corners have to come up and play, our safeties have to come up and run support. So it kind of falls on all of us. We all have to get on and off of blocks, and even, you know, like three or four of the really big runs that accounted for almost 100 yards of rushing the other day, we're in position, we just didn't make the tackle. So, you know, getting back to a full week, having some good rest, and getting a good work weekend, I think will help us.
How impressed are you with what Drew has been able to do, considering he doesn't have the prototypical quarterback size, height-wise?
Well, you're probably asking the wrong person to critique somebody on prototypical size. So, you know, there's a lot more things that go into playing football than a ruler, and he's the epitome of that.